Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is the best of North State Now.
Hello! Hi, everyone! We're here again, yay! It's so nice to see you. Same here!
It's so nice to see you. I mean, I know we've been chit-chatting for the last 20 minutes, but...
That's Licia, by the way.
Oh, hi. I'm Licia, by the way.
And hi. This is Maurice.
This is Maurice.
We're with North State Now. This is the show North State Now, and we're with Women of Vision. Yeah, this is our time slot of the month.
Yeah. It snuck up on us.
No, it did.
Oh, my God. It totally snuck up on me. I was like, oh, that's right. What are we talking about again?
Well, and you know what, too? It's like, I don't know about you. My husband thinks it didn't take, he thinks it took long. But for me, I feel like summer was so short.
Yeah.
I don't know because I did a lot or.
I think especially if you're busy, it's that old thing, right? Like time flies when you're having fun. But I agree with you. I feel like it feels very recent to me that the kids got out of school and we were wrapping up the school year.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, oh yeah, kids are back in school again. I'm with you, and I think it is because, you know, you did a lot of traveling over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were really busy this summer. And I had travel and then weddings, and I'm with you on it. I just am like, whoa. I feel like August in particular went by really,
really fast.
Really fast. And I'm just like, I think if I've been like planning meetings and different things, and in my mind I'm like, okay, next week. And in my mind, next week is still like the end of August. Like it's still, I don't know.
They're kind of blurring together.
Yeah. And so then when I think about like stuff that I'm doing, and now I'm looking at the first week of September, and it's just breaking my brain because my brain is like, no, it's not September yet. You know, I feel like it's gone.
I think for me, partially, it's because of, you know, the atmosphere outside. Like, it's just with the fires.
You hit the nail. No, seriously.
Like, I'm usually at the lake all the time.
Yes.
Or we're camping.
We've moved inside sooner.
Mm-hmm.
We've moved inside sooner than I think we normally do because I'm with you. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I feel like it's weird because again, I'm like, no, it's not even it can't be the end of August yet. No. And then there's this other part of me that's like, so can I get my Halloween decorations out yet?
I know, right?
It's fall, isn't it? It looks like
it
fall.
It feels
like fall. You know, this is a weird mind mess up.
Yeah.
It's a weird mind mess.
I mean, I'm so bummed about all the fires. I mean, it's just, I know some friends who's lost their homes in a monument and in the fires.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. And so I try not to complain, oh, we're dealing with smoke when they're dealing with something else bigger.
I know. So the other day, so it was like maybe a week ago, I don't know, I posted something on Facebook. So let me.
I hope you didn't get in trouble again.
I know. You know what? I'm at this point now where I'm like,
bring it.
So,
you know, you're not gonna.
It.
Yeah,
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. And if you're listening, bring it. Anyway. I was lamenting about the smoke, and I had a girlfriend, that years ago told me how she suffered from like the seasonal, like the winter blues.
Oh yes, FAD.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and she struggled during the winter because of, and I always was like, but it's always so sunny in Reading. But anyway, I never really understood that.
Yeah.
And then the smoke moved in and we didn't see blue skies for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized like, I felt sad.
Yeah.
I felt kind of hopeless. Like this, I moved into this space that I don't normally live in that was just kind of like, oh, and it just hit me like, I miss a blue sky.
That sun.
I miss the sun.
Yeah.
I miss looking outside. I miss it. And
mm-hmm.
So I posted on Facebook, like, any of you that don't live in the area, wherever you are, I swear to you, Maurice, I just needed to see a blue sky, even if it was in just a photograph. And so that's what I did. I said, please.
Oh, I missed that post.
Will you post a photograph wherever you are of the sky? And I had people post from all over.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was so, and you know what was so weird though? Like, A, it was like, oh, and then it was like, well, what are you doing? Where are you? Like, that looks fun. There was this weird moment where I also felt like, well, that's odd. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there was this moment where it was just like, that's odd. I can't even explain it. But it's then I realized later that I wonder how insensitive that post may have in a way come off. You know, just I'm complaining about the smoke when there are people who have lost their homes and their businesses and animals. And I think about the I went down this whole rabbit hole of all the things that are worse than me pissing and moaning about the fact that there's smoke in the air.
I mean, like you said, offline, if they're going to, people who complain will complain.
They're going to complain about whatever they're complaining about.
But honestly, that's funny you say that because just a few days, I don't know when you posted that. I must
I
have
don't
felt
know.
You,
it was like last week or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, just a few days ago, I was like, I want to post this on my story. So when I was driving through the desert, so I went to Vegas twice this year.
Yeah.
Drive through the desert, and it is just gorgeous. Blue skies, clouds, like puffy clouds. So I just remember videoing it, you know?
Yeah.
And I never posted it.
You
but
need
like,
to send that to me. Just send it to me. So I can enjoy it.
Yeah, but last week I was like, I think I want to post this just for people who are like missing the blue sky.
Me.
Is that funny? But I never did it.
You
I don't know what happened.
You just never did it.
But I think I'm going to do it.
No, I would have liked the hell
I was like, for those who've forgotten what, because the other day my son goes, oh, Mom, look, it's finally clear. The sky is back. And I'm like, honey, that's still smoke.
I know. But just like you were saying earlier, our perspective has, I mean, because the last couple of days, you guys that are on, listening, I'm using clear with like finger quotes, right?
Quotes.
But like
air quotes.
Air quotes, yeah. But like, I feel like the last few days, it's not been as
that's
terrible. And I'm like, oh, look at how nice, like, now all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's so nice outside. And no, it isn't. It's not nice.
Yeah.
It's not nice outside.
And there's fires are still out there.
And the fires are still out there. And people are breaking their backs trying to get these fires out. And again, who am I to complain about smoke when things are a lot worse for,
But we've all been through it, like, in the community. And I feel like other communities are going to, because it's actually happening even Oregon and above.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like in the middle of it.
Yeah,
I'm
we are. We're in the thick
that
of it.
We have nothing in vicinity.
I know.
Although, did I tell you? I don't know if you know, but about five, I've already had five near misses in my neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah, it's been put out every time. Thank God.
Oh, thank God. Seriously. You know, that's another thing, too, I think about. Like, I could go down this whole rabbit hole. But that's another thing I think about, too, is, and I think you could speak to this, obviously, having gone through what you did with the car fire. But I wonder what psychological impact does all the smoke have on people who went through the car fire and the Delta fire, 3 years ago and lost everything. Like, I don't know. I
think it's different for different people.
I guess so.
Yeah. It is, like, for us, because we have each other still. But I know, like, a neighbor of mine who never recovered. But they were, older.
Yeah.
They never recovered. They never rebuilt. And it still pains them. But there's somebody like me who's like, as soon as I see that fire in the hill, I'm like, all right, what's next? This is for sure what's...
Yeah, you go
this
into...
This is what we're grabbing. I'm like, this time I'm grabbing everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because the first time and then I remember my friend going, I mean, how do you even do that? I'm like, there's really no time to get emotional.
Right. At that point,
yeah.
It's just
but
like,
some people do let their emotions are there and they can't.
Yeah.
So I think it's different for everyone.
It's different for everybody.
Yeah, but definitely be sensitive about it because it's real. Meaning, even though, they shouldn't try to go in too deep with that emotion, but it's reflective. Their life is is that, like, for example, they still didn't rebuild, so they still don't have their house.
Yeah.
So, it's totally different for everybody.
I know. It's different. Well, hopefully we'll get control of it. I don't know. I heard somewhere that they think that the Dixie Fire... We're almost time for a break.
Oh, right? That was fun. We just went on a rant.
I know, we did.
Well, we're just, yeah. Well, switching gears, the next.
Yeah. I know. Break. Everyone's like, we just don't need to
acknowledge
hear about
our situation.
Smoke, we know it.
Yeah. Well, stay safe out there, though, guys.
Oh,
and there's a lot
sure.
of resources out there to reach out. We are Women of Vision show here at KCNR. We'll be right back.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive. A second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun. And a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Bring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Redding. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean.
This is the best of North State Now.
Hi, everybody. Well, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for not changing the channel, even though we went down a depressing road of smoke and decimation. But we are switching gears, and we're going to talk about just some fun stuff, that we did over the summer. And Maurice has a list of questions here that she's going to fire off at me.
I'm excited. I'm going to put Felicia on a hot seat.
I don't know what she's going to ask.
Well, so. I think because especially now that the world is open back up again, I'm sure people are planning stuff again.
Yes.
Parties, weddings.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. I think all of us that are in the event industry have just been swallowed in 2021. It's I knew last year that this year was going to be
crazy.
A doozy. I knew it. it has been. It's been crazy. And so it was nice. I had a little bit of a break. I had a wedding end of July, and then I had my most recent wedding was just last weekend. But I had a nice little, like, four-weekend break. And mm-hmm. I still had other things going on, but I didn't have weddings. And now I'm sort of back to full steam ahead for fall. And then and then next year is already and vendors are booking really quick for next year already. I'm getting lots of bookings for next year, and I hate to say it, but then my follow-up questions to all my couples is, you know, are you ready to, like, we got to pull the trigger on other vendors, too, mm-hmm. because they're going really fast. So yeah, it's like a, I mean, I'm not complaining, and I know everybody in the event industry isn't going to complain, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure are happy to be back to work and, you know, earning a living and all the things, but yeah, it can be a little
intense.
Yeah, it can be a little intense.
Okay, so before we go there, what was your highlight or favorite moment? What's your highlight of your summer? What was
Alaska,
favorite thing?
For sure.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh my gosh, Alaska was so, it's, you know, Alaska is everything that you think it's going to be. If you haven't been there, it's everything you think it's going to be. It's absolutely beautiful. It was a little weird, though, because, you know, we went, obviously, during the summertime, and so the sun doesn't fully go down.
Yeah.
So at 11 o'clock at night, I mean, you can get in your car and drive around at 11 o'clock at night in the same way that you would if it was like 7 o'clock in the evening here.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
right.
So it was trippy. So that was kind of weird. You know, it was like you kind of had to remind yourself, oh, it's time to go to bed, you know,
that's
even
so
though you look
weird.
Out the window and the sun is shining.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you wear like what are those masks over your eyes?
Oh, yeah. No, we Airbnb, we rented home.
Uh-huh.
We ended up going to Anchorage, and then we were in Homer, Alaska. So, thankfully, the homes that we rented were equipped with, like, the blackout shades and stuff,
oh,
so that was good.
Only in Alaska.
Yeah, but that was by far, that was such a highlight. My husband and I have been really fortunate in that we've been, you know, we've been able to travel the world, and we've gone to some pretty amazing places, and I kind of, in my mind, was like, Alaska, one of those places, I was like, oh, yeah, it was nice, but maybe I don't need to go back.
Yeah.
No, I'm like,
so that one,
when are we going
you?
Back? When are we going back? Yeah, I loved
that's
it.
That's awesome.
That was definitely a highlight.
I really want to go
fun.
There.
It was nice that we went with family. Like,
yeah.
Like, the kids went, and then my in-laws went. It was like a big, it wasn't just us as a family unit, but extended family. And
yeah.
So that was really.
Oh, so you had a big group.
We had a big group.
Oh, dang.
And it was nice. It was nice. It was like a once-in-a-lifetime
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, we were going to
so
do
nice.
That on 2020 to Philippines. With a larger
oh,
group,
yeah.
Of course, things
right.
got canceled.
Right, I remember
that.
But it
was going
to
be like the most epic thing
yeah.
to happen, but
yeah.
it didn't happen.
Do you think you'll be able to go?
Not anytime soon, because
yeah.
Philippines has, like, weird COVID protocols.
Yeah.
Like, traveling there, it's like you got to quarantine.
You have to quarantine for 14 days before
yeah,
you
like,
can actually
go. Yeah,
like,
who has that go? Type of vacation time?
Well, yeah. Not in the United States, you don't.
Yeah, so
nope.
It's not very
so,
cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
So, yeah, but we'll see. We're thinking, like, maybe go to Mexico or something.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I don't know. At the
what
same
was
time.
Your what was your summer highlight?
I think I would have to say my summer highlight was me and my husband rarely ever, you know, travel together
mm-hmm.
alone.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went to the coast, but we went to Brookings for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And we had no plans, and we just, like, rented this little place on the beach.
Oh, nice.
And so that was fun.
Oh,
just
that's
hanging out,
so nice.
Having no plans. We're going to go fishing, do these things. Nope, we didn't. Some days we just sit there at the porch and just listen to the ocean talk, look at our phones.
I'm telling
whatever.
You, that sounds glorious.
It was good.
No, that really
no, with
does.
No kids, it's almost like
that
there was no agenda.
Glorious.
You don't have to
yeah.
feed anyone.
No.
Please anyone.
Yeah.
So,
I've,
yeah.
You know, I mean, as your kids get older, and you know because your kids are a little bit older, but when our kids were younger and we'd go on vacation, like, I remember just feeling kind of salty about it in a way, because I'm like, it's just work in a different location.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, great. So I'm packing all my kids
yes.
and the strollers and the diaper bags and the whole thing.
Yes.
It's just work in a different location.
You nailed it. Yeah.
You know? And so now that they're older, it's easier.
Yeah,
but
nice.
Even, and I love my children, but it's nice when you don't have to, you know, worry about entertaining. Sometimes.
Yeah. I mean,
that
literally,
quiet,
with yeah, yeah, especially if you've been married so long, like,
yeah.
you don't even have to, like, talk.
That's
everything
right.
just
you
could
can
be
just,
quiet.
Yeah, that's it. That's
like
the
you
best.
Read each other's mind.
Yeah.
Okay, time for lunch.
You
okay.
good? You good? I'm good. All
you
right.
Okay
you then? Hungry? I'm hungry. All right, let's go. Yeah.
All
I like
right.
it.
Yes. All right. So let's get to this, Licia, because
okay.
I want to go through some of this.
Okay.
Just in case, because I pulled up a few and some of them are kind of funny.
Okay.
But, I think before we even get to some meat of it, what makes an event to you? What mm-hmm. makes an event successful? Like how do you measure?
How
success?
Do you measure the success?
Yeah.
I just think
I'm sure
the overall
a lot of things going on.
Yeah, just the overall enjoyment. I think mm-hmm. it's the vibe. You know, I mean, I think when you look around and you see the group of people together really enjoying each other's company,
yes.
that's the ultimate success. You know, so
yeah.
so everything else might be. Burning around you, you know,
when no one's complaining,
but when everyone is together and they're
yeah.
having a good time and
yeah.
they're not aware of the things that, you know, you're trying to like figure out or whatever, like that to me is how I measure it. Now, of course, I think like with any wedding professional, well, anyone in any line of work, you, of course, beat yourself up over things that you notice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been trying to train myself not to like get, you know, like, oh, I wish I had gone a little differently or, oh, I wish that.
Yeah.
And instead it's like, oh my God, look at everybody. They're having a blast. So that's
yeah.
how I measure it is just by how much fun everyone's having.
I bet that comes with experience.
Of course it does.
Yeah. I'm sure if you're like, you're a seasoned. So, okay.
Yeah.
You guys, if you're just tuning in, Licia is, the, owner and operator of Carrots and Confetti.
Yeah.
And it's
Carrots
been around.
Carrots and Confetti events. Yeah.
Wow.
6 years?
Yeah.
6 years?
That's
yeah.
pretty good.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
oh my
been a,
gosh.
Yeah. It's been a while. And yeah, someone said to me at a wedding that I just did, they were like, you're like a conductor, like a, like an orchestra.
Yes.
You know, like they were like, you need the, I know that there's an official name for it, but like the stick, the thingy that you wave at everybody. And that's what I feel like sometimes.
That is a conductor.
It really is. Yeah. Cause it really is like, okay, you know, trombones, like, okay, get started.
Yep.
And then, you know, violins. And then, I mean, you really are balancing a lot
you're
of different things at the
yeah.
same time. And it's, yeah.
And
so,
that's interesting too. That was my next question was
yeah.
like, what do you think, like, if somebody were going to get into or is thinking about event planning
yeah.
as their, I know,
as
career
a
or entrepreneur
mm-hmm.
or small business,
mm-hmm.
What do you think type of personality traits or skills or education one should
so
have?
So I think, to be honest with you, I think that you inherently have the ability to do something like this or you don't. And I don't
mm-hmm.
know how that, I don't know how that's going to come across to people, but I think that there are just certain skill sets that you just sort of have.
Yeah.
You have to be a leader, first of all. You
mm-hmm.
have to, you have to,
good one.
Feel,
I'm all right.
yeah. you have to feel comfortable and confident in your own decision making abilities, and you cannot be meek.
Yeah.
If you are someone that's like, oh, I don't, I'm not.
Let people run over you.
Then you're going to get run over. Ooh. So you have to feel confident in the decisions that you make.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't, you've got to pretend that you do.
and
I think that you have to be a good listener.
Yeah.
You know, I do. I think that you've got to really listen to the needs and the wants of your clients and understand what's important to them. What
yeah.
might not be the same thing that's important to you. And I think obviously having, you know, a decent way to organize, although
yeah.
I will tell you guys.
Sometimes you're not organized, huh?
I'm so unorganized sometimes.
I knew it.
I literally am like, how have I managed to be an event planner for as long as I have?
Yeah.
I am a disaster. I am like an absolute disaster of a human being. How do I do this?
It's like the it's genius in the chaos
right,
or something.
Right, exactly. You know? It's
yeah.
just, so
I had a feeling about that about you. I'm like, she's not. I don't think she's organized.
No.
But I think what it is you're artistic. You're
yeah,
creative.
I think, yeah. I would tell you this. This is probably the biggest piece of advice that I can give is you also need to have the ability to take a macro approach, not a micro. Because
yeah.
if you go in looking at a puzzle and you're looking at just the pieces individually, it's going to overwhelm you. So you have to look at an event from a macro perspective and look at the whole thing and then work your way in.
Interesting.
You know, you've got to see it all come together in your mind already and
yeah.
understand how it's meant to come together in your mind before you can put the pieces and pull the pieces together, if that makes sense.
I mean, you weren't always an event planner. What was your background that led up to this?
So I have been in, I was in retail management for a long time. Yeah. I was in retail management for a long time. I managed like a coach. I've always had jobs where it required me to, switch on a dime.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like where I had to be
think quickly
and move on.
And make a decision quickly.
Quickly and move on.
Huh.
So I think that's what helped me.
And just, obviously talking to people, like you gotta kind of like people.
You do. You
is that a prerequisite?
Yes. It helps.
It helps.
if you are a likable person, well, and you like being around people, then it definitely helps.
That's cool. Cause like sometimes like when I'm with you, like I swear sometimes like I get this vibe, like, you know, like you're picky with people. You know?
I mean,
obviously with friends you are.
Yeah.
But professionally you're like, I can work with anyone, personality.
I feel like just based on my experience in retail that I have learned how to deal with people of all personality traits.
Yeah.
And I also know not to take things personally. Mm. I've learned that, you know, that some cases you just gotta like, okay, that's not directed at me. So that's another thing, you have to have a thick skin. But I don't take everybody. I don't take every person that knocks on my door.
Okay, guys. We'll be right back, but you hear that. You gotta have a thick skin. All right. We are Women of Vision here at KCNR 96.5 FM. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Nothing says hang on to summer like classic root beer float treats. At Black Bear Diner, they paired sweet root beer and decadent vanilla cream in a dreamy cream pie filling to make a root beer float pie, served in a graham cracker crust and topped with whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Grab one with your meal or box one up to go. Always shareable, always delicious. But hurry! Serve this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, where you can always feed your inner bear. Dine-in, delivery, and carry-out available.
Black Bear Diner.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to ShastaCollege.edu.
This is the best of North State Now.
Hi, we're back.
Yes, we're back.
Talking about social media, do you have a TikTok for Carrots and Confetti?
I don't. I don't. And you know, it's funny because I know that's like the way of the world, right?
Yeah.
I know it's everything. It's like about reels and.
And that was my next question.
And TikToks and the whole thing. And I can't like, I love, like I will definitely go down the TikTok rabbit hole like all of us do sometimes. I just scroll through and I'm just like, and I am always, I'm so impressed by the human race. There are some really incredibly talented, creative, out-of-the-box thinkers that just come up with the most random stuff that just leave me in tears. Like,
yeah.
I laugh so hard, and I'm like, God bless these people. Whatever random thing you're doing is bringing me so much joy. I know I'm dragging in that department. Like, I really should have a TikTok, and I should do more reels, but I just am like, and
you
like,
should. Your rules would be cool with your wedding.
And here's the deal. I can't freaking figure them out.
We're gonna have a little bit of
the TikTok thing. I think I kind of, but reels, I get on reels, and I'm gonna try and make it sound like, well, I just don't have time for reels. No, you guys, I don't know how to do them. I don't know how to do them.
Your daughter doesn't know how to do it?
I asked her, I was like, do you know how to do reels? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, how do you do it? And she's like, oh, well, I don't know. So she doesn't really.
It's actually super easy once I figure it out.
Well, I can film it. But doing the thing where you're like, where the words, like the sentence or the word pops up and then, and then it goes away and then the next one pops up and it goes away and the next one pops, I can't.
It's time.
I can't.
Yeah.
I'm all thumbs and I can't. And then there's no, maybe there is a way that you can like preview the whole video before you post it.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. See, I didn't know that. So I did one the other day and I was like, oh, I think I got it. But I couldn't get myself to post it because I was like, wait, what if I totally have screwed this up and now I've sent this out to them?
Well, first do it on your personal, then you can do it on your business.
Okay, I'm going to have to, anyone that's listening, you're going to need to like...
Tutor her. We need a tutorial.
I need a tutorial.
Because that was my next question, like, how do you keep up with industry trends? I know things are kind of fast-paced as far as like, the latest and greatest. And
Well, I mean, in terms of
decor.
Reels and TikToks, I don't keep up.
Definitely not that one.
Embarrassingly behind. In terms of like trends and stuff, I guess I'm probably like with everyone, it's just, you know, going online and just, you know, websites and Pinterest and those kinds of things. I do tend to find, and I don't know if it's like the ADHD brain that lives inside my skull, but I tend to.
So you do have ADHD.
Oh, God. I mean, I hate to be like one of those people that self-diagnoses, but I'm like.
You're pretty sure you have.
I'm like, I went through it and I did this like personality thing online and I was like, oh, God damn. I do have ADHD. I knew it.
Well, maybe that's what makes you a good event planner.
I don't know. But
what's possible.
but as far as trends go, I get bored with trends really easily. Mm. And I'm not going to say it out loud because I don't want to offend any of my brides.
Yeah.
But there are definitely some trends that I am like, I was over it in 2019.
Ah.
And it's still really strong right now.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, but they're lovely. They're lovely. You know, they're lovely. I just am like, I'm ready to move on to something else. And I know in my brain where I want to move people in a direction, but sometimes it's hard. It's hard getting people to like.
I feel like in this area, we're a little old school. Things catch up a little later.
We take a little longer, I think, and I think that's true with like fashion. I think that's true with you know, a lot of things. But I think that's true of a lot of smaller communities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, there are a lot of like highly fashionable people that live in our town.
Oh my
very
gosh.
On trend, very cute. So I don't want to make it sound like we're all a bunch of, you know, schlups or anything. But just in general, if you live in a smaller area versus
like
more metropolitan.
Like LA.
New
York.
Right.
Yeah.
I lived in LA a long time ago and I remember seeing the things when I lived in LA and then when I moved back to Northern California, it was honestly, it was like a 6 month gap.
Hmm.
But I was like, I saw that like, you know, so it's just the way things are. But, but that, I guess that's just how I kind of keep up with things. It's just, you know, same way with everybody else. You know, just like a world I live in, I guess.
I like what you posted today, because now I'm going over, I'm like, oh, budget. Oh, yeah, I remember, I saw your post today. about like
my carrots and confetti stories today went way off the rails.
It was hilarious.
But I'm gonna leave it because I'm like, you know what? It's fun.
No, but
it's
I think it's really cool and like courageous of you to go. Not so much courageous, but it's more like just being real with people because sometimes we kind of, you know, people do tend to have that dream wedding.
Yeah,
and that kind of like not being practical.
Yeah,
and but yeah, those are good stuff not to break budget.
Yeah,
and just real quick, what were those? So like, things that you don't really need.
So things you don't really need at your wedding that you might have been programmed to think that you do because you see it and whatever. But
it makes so much sense.
The things that you don't need at your wedding. I think first and foremost, the first thing that always pops in my head are favors, and I love a favor. I love how they photograph on a plate. Like, I love them. I think they're sweet, but you don't need them. Your guests do not come to a wedding with the expectation of leaving with something, and often when people do favors, there is a right way to do them and a wrong way.
Yeah.
And the intention is always good, but, and again, I don't want to like outline what I think is not the right way because again, I don't want to offend anybody's way of thinking, but, you don't need favors, you guys. You just don't need them. Just period, the end.
They're expensive.
Yeah. They're time consuming too because you're also chasing the like, I need to have the perfect favor.
Yeah.
And I want to have it wrapped and I want to have it this and I want to have it that. And so not only is it a financial suck, it's a time suck. If you do feel like there's something now.
You want to give value to your guests.
If you do have something that does speak to you or is maybe woven into the story of you and your spouse that you want to give to your guests, I love that. But don't give a favor to every single one because not every single person is going to leave with it. So I always tell people, if you have something that you want to do as a favor, do 50%. If you're inviting 100 people to your wedding, get 50 favors.
Brilliant.
And because it's shocking.
Yeah.
It's shocking how much I throw away at the end of it.
I do the same thing.
I end up, and I ask the couples, like, you guys, you have all these things left over, and they're like, well, what are we going to do with them? Just throw them away.
Or just
take them. So I'll take them and I'll give them to friends. So favors is one thing. Save the dates is another. I know that was one that was, like, kind of on the controversial side.
Save the date.
Save the date cards can be really expensive, you guys. Like, unless you have a Cricut and you can do it yourself. But if you're ordering them online, you know, a save the date card could run anywhere from $1.50 to $4 a card, and then multiply that by 100 or 200 cards that you're sending out, and then postage. So what I try and do with each of the couples that I work with is, you know, when we talk about budget, the next sort of question that I ask is, well, what are your priorities?
Mm-hmm.
For some people, food is a big priority.
Yes,
like,
please.
Food's
the
really
cake,
important.
Dessert.
Yeah, you know, or music is a really big priority. Yeah. Or decor.
Because
they want to look back on the photos and they see all this beautiful decor. So what I feel like.
Or a
photographer. Mm-hmm. And so what I try and do when I'm working with my couples is take whatever budget they might have. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a good or bad budget. It's whatever budget you have, and let's think about the best ways that we can allocate your money into the areas that are the most important to you. And let's really, like, from a planner's perspective, let me share with you what, you know, you have this sort of theoretical idea of the things that you need and want at your wedding. Let me explain to you how practically it ends up working out.
Yeah.
So, you know, so anyway, so that was kind of my, I think favors, I think save the dates aren't always, unless you're planning a destination wedding, then yes.
Yeah,
you want to save the date for sure.
Put a picture of the destination itself.
Yes, absolutely.
So people have a visual.
Yes, and so then they can make time for travel, you know, they can prepare for travel arrangements.
Yeah.
I think hard alcohol,
I saw that. That's interesting. So not a lot of people drink hard alcohol?
No. I think hard alcohol is a thing that you can
get
rid of. Yeah. It adds up really, really quickly. And when you have hard alcohol thrown into the mix of people who are already celebrating and it can change the vibe. It can get messy. So I tell people, if you want to do a hard alcohol, let's do something during cocktail hour and then move into just beer and wine during reception because I could write a book on the stuff that I have seen at weddings.
I think
and a lot of the crazy stories that I could like share with you.
Yeah.
They are built from the foundation of hard alcohol.
But I was also surprised with the program.
Oh, yeah, programs.
I'm like, wow, people do that.
Yeah,
I have not been to that many weddings. No. I'm like, that is such a waste right
there. It's a waste. They end up on the ground. They stay on the seat, and they end up on the seat.
Yeah.
Or they end up on the ground. I throw programs with stacks of programs.
Some people do print programs.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do. And sometimes they're nice.
Just have like a basic program on the wall or something.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Have like a one big board.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And if you want it, a lot of times they'll use programs as a way of like thinking.
Yeah.
You know, their wedding party and things like that. Do that during toasts.
Yeah.
And let your officiant explain whatever cultural traditions or whatever things that you're doing in your ceremony. Your officiant can explain that. So.
So it's in her Instagram stories, you guys, Kerosene Confetti, if you want to screenshot some of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should write a little book.
I could. With the vendors that I work with, too, like, I think all of us together could put together a pretty funny coffee table book of things
that
we've
seen and heard. That would be cool.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're going to go to our last commercial break. We'll be right back here at Women of Vision Show at KCNR 96.5 FM.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale is coming up Saturday, October 2nd. Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is the best of North State Now.
Hi, guys. We are back.
Hi, everyone.
And we're just zooming through this. I'm having a good time.
We are.
Asking Alicia all the questions. It's always like, such a, like, I know this is, like, probably you've been, this is your third time being the guest and
yeah,
being in the hot seat.
Right.
But it's such, like, a dynamic, type of work. Just
yeah,
because of the people aspect of it.
Right. Right. Like I was saying, like there's kind of a foundation with which all of us sort of operate, right?
Yeah.
There's sort of the standard practice of where you start.
And no one event is the same.
And no one event is the same. And no couple is the
yeah.
same. No client is the same. No environment is the same. Nothing, you know. So, yeah, so you kind of have a foundation with which you sort of build everything mm-hmm. on. But then, yeah, you like kind of going back to what I was saying about sort of my path in retail is that you've got to be very quick on your feet because
yeah.
you don't know. Especially you can have like the best laid out plan. Plans, and then the wedding day shows up, and it's just like,
completely different.
Oh God, it can go sideways at the turn of, you know, the turn of a dime. So
that's so interesting because that was my last, or it's a two part, but I'm gonna ask them at the same time, and you can
yeah
take off with it. But yeah, one is like, how do you stay motivated when things go wrong? And the other one is like, have you ever dealt with difficult clients, and in what ways were they difficult, and how did you handle
and
the
how
situation?
Did I handle it? So, in what ways do I stay motivated? I become. So with all of the couples that I work with, I honestly, and it sounds like such a cliche, I love my couples. Like mm-hmm. I fall in love with them
yeah.
as I work with
End
them.
Of story.
I do. Mm-hmm. I really do. And so for me, it becomes a personal investment. And so when things start to, you know, for whatever reason, it might be weather, you know, mm-hmm. weather is often our wild card, you know? And so, whether it's a weather situation, maybe there's a technical, I don't know, you know, sometimes things just go sideways for reasons that you just don't anticipate,
yeah.
right? So for me, you know, what am I going to do? I'm just going to walk away and be like, well, you guys are
out of your control.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm in it. I'm in it with them. And I want to do everything I can to make sure that when the couples walk away, because, you know, here's the thing. It's like you have one shot. It's not like mm-hmm. it's a birthday party. It's not like it's an anniversary party. It's
yeah.
not like a Christmas party or a Thanksgiving dinner that you can uninvite crazy Uncle Joe to next time around. It's like you have one shot at this.
Yeah.
So if things start to go wrong, it's just like, okay, all right, we're just gonna keep moving. We're just gonna keep the train, you know, the train on the track. We're just gonna keep moving. And all I can do is smile. If you crack mm-hmm. in front of your client, that's where you fail.
Oh,
so you
has that happened to you?
No,
really.
I cracked behind. Oh yeah, no. I mean,
I think a parent we cry behind.
I've gone behind a building and blown in and out of a paper bag, and then I come back and I'm like, everything is fine. It's totally fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh my God. It's fine. You know. So
yeah.
you have to make sure that you are the rock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you start to panic, then your couple
starts
to panic.
Yeah.
So,
you feed on each other.
Yeah. And then, as far as difficult, I can honestly say I've never had a bridezilla, which is like probably the most popular question I get when I tell people.
That's surprising.
Yeah. It's when I tell people I'm a wedding planner. No. I get that a lot. Like, oh my God.
This is what TV does to us.
Yes, that's exactly. Oh, you must get so many bridezillas. And I'm like, I actually don't.
Oh.
I actually don't. No. And, I've had people that I can kind of see it coming,
mm-hmm.
and so then I'm not available.
Yeah.
I'm not available to that kind of client.
Yeah.
So the clients that I book,
you
I
have
know,
boundaries.
I do. I know right away from the, I always do a consultation.
Yeah.
So in that consultation, I can tell if we're vibing, if we're driving, if this is going to work.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and I've only had a couple where it's not worked out, but mm-hmm. for the most part, everybody that I talk to, I'm like, oh yeah, girl, let's
yeah.
do it, you know? So it's usually when I have difficult people, it's people who are the most invested to that couple. So it could be like a groom's mom or bride's mom. And I have to understand that they're not being difficult for the sake of being difficult. They're being difficult because they want the best for their child.
Yeah.
And so, again, I don't take anything personally.
Mm-hmm.
I just roll with it.
Yeah.
And I also just think in the back of my mind, you know, I know what I'm doing. I've spent time with these people.
Mm-hmm.
I understand their priorities, their, you know, and so if someone comes into my bubble that ruffles my feathers, I just move on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Move on.
Well,
I
think that's huge when you say, like, if you don't take things personally.
No.
Because you're right. I mean, that's the event of their life.
And they're coming from a place of wanting the best for their child, right? And so,
I feel like we should all practice that, no matter if it's your business or not.
Yeah, you just
personal life too.
Yeah,
so many things out of our control.
Yeah,
that's not in our control, and it's like, what are you gonna do?
And this would be my advice to anyone. I don't care what line of work you're in, you guys.
Yeah,
you can't let strangers affect you.
Yeah,
you can't. You have a customer that comes in that's a total jerk. You know. What? Don't let that ruin your day.
Yeah.
Even family. Family, right. Yeah. If you have people that come into your life and there's something going on and they're not polite to you, they're rude, they're this or that, whatever. At the end of the day, you guys have nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Don't let it throw you off.
Yeah.
You know? Just move on.
Yeah.
And because what will end up happening is you'll just end up festering and you'll think about it. And more often than not, when something happens, by the next day, you're not thinking about it anymore anyway. So if you're not going to think about it the next day, then don't think about it 5 minutes later. Just move on.
So this is personal development, Licia. This is all like...
Yeah, welcome to my TED Talk. Thank you.
Yeah, this is like leadership talk. This is our leadership talk.
Yeah, this is my masterclass in Suck It Up, Buttercup.
Exactly. My gosh. So, so this upcoming fall...
Yeah.
You're pretty busy.
Yes.
It's mostly weddings.
Yeah, it's weddings, and then I picked up a couple of design. I also do interior design,
so I picked up some design
jobs. So this fall is going to be a little bit intense.
Yeah,
yeah, in a good way.
In school,
on top of being a mom and a wife, and having all the other things that you know go with just. Being a human being.
Yeah. You gotta kind of stay busy. I mean, if you still have it in your energy and you love doing it,
I think that's important. I do enjoy what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do. I think, you know, that helps too.
And that wasn't cliche, like by the way. Like, you can't stay in business for 6 years if you don't love what you do.
Yeah, you can't ride the wave unless you love it. And sometimes, like today, I was going through an album that was sent to me by a photographer. It was a wedding album from a wedding I did in May. Anyway, I was going through, and sometimes, like, so the photographers will send me the albums, you know, the wedding albums after they've been processed and whatnot. And like anybody else, you know, I have those moments where I'm kind of like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? Like, I am the worst. I am the absolute worst. No,
the negative self-talk.
Yeah, that voice comes in. It's like, you're a fraud.
Oh.
You know? But then I'll go back and I'll look at these photos and I'm like, I did that.
That's another thing.
I helped put that together.
Yeah.
I helped make this happen. Like,
so you have a photo album of every wedding?
So I do. So when I work with the photographers, they send me. Yeah. So they'll send
that's
me.
Cool.
So then I can go back and look at all of
them.
And then that's what I use to post on my social media and then my website whenever I go around updating it.
Or when people come to see you for the
consultation. It's my portfolio of work. You know, I mean, I'm not a florist, so I can't take credit for the beautiful floral work that our florists in town do.
Yeah, but you picked a good one.
But I know who to work with, and I know I've learned enough from these florists that I kind of know how to sort of prime my brides before we go in and talk about, like, well, these are the florals that are in season, and this is what we can get, this is what we might not be able to get. And so I try and learn from the people that I work with, because the people that I work with, the rental company owners, the photographers, the florists, they're all masters in their craft.
Yeah.
And so I just want to be their student and listen, and hopefully that helps me become a better planner, you know?
So in time you start to learn, like, I mean, not learn, but you start, do you, like, end up working with this kind of the same caterer or florist?
I think it's just sort of natural in the sense that you develop relationships with people in business, and you just sort of understand, like, who you like working with. And,
yeah.
And you also sort of know how they work. And so you tend to move into the direction of people that you're like, I've worked with them a lot. I know how they work. I know what to expect.
Yeah.
But I'm always open to meeting and working with new people because, again, that's just a fresh perspective.
Yeah.
Too.
That can and where can me. People find you? We have less than 2 minutes.
So you can find me on Instagram, and it's carrots. CARATS, like the diamond. It's carrots and confetti events. And then, of course, I have Facebook page and then my website, which is carrotsandconfettievents.com. Although my website is embarrassingly out of.
I don't even know who goes to websites anymore. But that's true. Maybe for something
Instagram
like this.
Instagram and Facebook,
could.
Carrots and confetti. Yeah.
So before we go, I just want to call out our sponsors. All Fired Up at 1796 Turn Creek Road. They do pottery painting, life casting, board art, clay, and prints. Lit From Within at 2449 Athens Avenue, organic spray tanning, infrared sauna, light therapy, natural teeth whitening, yoga, dance, the works, you guys. Reliefs Trading, plant medicine that works naturally and affordably, most well known for their signature deep freeze pain relief. And to Bev Gray, Servia, it is a delicious and nutritious drink called Zeal, gives you energy, vibrancy, and boosts your immune system.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.